Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes for Thursday, the 5th of November, Guy Fawkes Day. And it looks like a bonfire of the bears at the moment for many stocks. Asimilar is the first stock here, though, a triple bottom here around the 20 pence level. Obviously, a technical setup. Initial target here back towards the resistance line from the beginning of the year around 25, 26 pence with a 50-day moving average. But breaking that, and we could see a move to the low 30s at least, which is where the shares were in September. Moving along to stock which has been sort of blown the lights out in terms of the break higher today, Attis Oil and Gas. Here you can see that the stock gapped through the 50-day moving average at 0.013 pence and also through September resistance at 0.018 pence, while we're above that September peak, looking towards the 200-day moving average at 0.039. Best case scenario target at the moment, at the top of that triangle from the summer, heading towards 0.065, but obviously that's a long way away, and this is a rather small share priced stock, so we have to see how volatile it will be. Cambria Africa is next, and here we've got a decent setup in terms of a trend line break, one that's been there with a trend line there from June, and that was roughly versus the 0.28 pence level. An end of day close above that today should be enough to give us some further momentum on the upside. Best case scenario target at the moment up to that March resistance line projection at 0.55 pence. And the bull argument valid while there's no end of day close back below the 50-day moving average at 0.27 pence. On to Curzon, and here we've got a decent setup in terms of the breakthrough the 200-day moving average around 0.84 pence. An end-of-day close through the old peak from the end of September at 1.02 pence should be enough to give us some momentum towards the best-case scenario target here over the next 1 to 2 months, as high as 2 pence, which is that June resistance line projection and obviously the top of the range since June. But while we're above the 200-day line, looking fairly well set up for Curzon Energy. Empire Metals having another push to the upside. At the moment, small mining stocks doing rather well. Hopefully, we'll see the target here, the long-awaited target here at the top of the February trend channel, 5.25 pence hit over the next few sessions. A weekly close above that resistance line, though, could open up the prospect of an 8 pence target, which is an April resistance line projection. And hopefully, that's seen by the end of the year. In terms of the stop loss, only really back below the 20-day moving average at 3.75 pence, really delaying the upside scenario, given that we spent a lot of time testing the 50-day line at around the turn of the month. Another metals, or another mining stock or metal stock in focus at the moment, European Metals. Here we've broken the resistance from last month around the 26.5 pence level. An end-of-day close above that should give us 35 pence, which is the top of the rising August 2019 price channel. And best case scenario target at the moment towards 55 pence over the next 2 to 3 months, which is an April 2019 resistance line projection. But the upside valid, especially while we hold above that 26.5 pence peak from last month. Moving on to feedback, which I don't think I've looked at for quite a while. You can see that here we've had a classic trend line break and also a break of the 50-day moving average at 1.1 pence. While we're above that, looking towards, I suppose, the main 1 year resistance, if you ignore the spike, around 1.6 pence. Best case scenario target at the moment up towards 2.5 pence, which is that resistance line there from last October, and hopefully that would be a 2 to 3 month time frame target, while we remain above the 50-day line at 1.1 pence. Good move today for Galileo. Here we can see that the shares bear trap rebound from below the 50-day moving average at 0.79, bouncing off that uptrend line, support line there from March, which is quite significant. That does suggest that this time, especially with a very strong daily candle that we've got opening at the low and currently at the high of the day, any end-of-day close through a penny should offer up a top of March trend channel target at 1.6 pence, hopefully over the next 2 to 4 weeks for Galileo. Gunsind, decent news today from the mining sector investor. Here you can see that we've broken the resistance line there from September. That was running at around 1.1 pence. And while we're above that, I think finally we'll get up to retesting not only September resistance at 1.48 pence, but up towards a 2 pence, 2 to 3 month target, which is the top of the rising trend channel from the beginning of the year. The upside argument really valid while we hold above the 50-day moving average at 1.05 pence. And that's probably the stop loss at the moment. A bit of a lap of honour as far as IQ AI is concerned. Here we can see that shares have managed to, I think this time yesterday, they were around 12 or 13 pence. And the target there, the best case scenario target there was towards 20 pence, which you've actually hit today. What we're looking for now, if you're still determined to chase the stock higher, would be an end of day close above the 20 pence level to give us a best case scenario target now up to the June 2019 resistance line projection at 40 pence. Obviously, that sounds like pie in the sky at the moment, but even 20 pence looked like pie in the sky a couple of days ago. So let's see how that pans out. We got that old peak from September last year around 16 pence, and I suppose at the moment that would be the best stop loss for the bulls who are in that position. On to Jubilee Metals, which announced today that it's added another 115 million tonnes to its assets, let's say. Rising trend channel here from back in May, top of the channel up to 9 to 9.5 pence, which hopefully will be hit over the next 1 to 2 months. Upside argument valid while we remain above the 50-day moving average at 5.8 pence. Good to see JKX Oil and Gas starting to break out. Here, the level that we were looking for was 26 pence to be broken on an end-of-day close basis. If we can get that after this consolidation triangle has been broken, then we are looking towards that resistance line from the end of January at 40 pence as the 1 to 2 month target on the shares. As far as the downside is concerned, while we're above 23 pence, really looking pretty bullish for the stock. So that's the 2 to 3p wiggle room that we'll give it at the moment. Another stock which has done rather well this week is Wishbone Gold. Had the parameters set out yesterday with the view being that if we have an end of day close through 12 pence, we could hit a best case scenario target up towards the 18 pence level, which is that resistance line there from August. So let's see how the shares behave. But at the moment, at least while we're above, at least we can get an end of day close through 12, then 18 pence is still a possibility over the next few weeks. At this stage, anybody back below that old peak at 9.3 pence from last month would really delay the upside scenario for Wishbone Gold. Finishing off with the last stock of the day, which is The Works. And here we've got a gap through the 50-day moving average, one of our more favoured signals, and also a break of that falling wedge really from the end of August. While we hold above the 50-day line at 19.77 pence, the initial target here up to the 200-day moving average at 25 pence. Best case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months is 45 pence at the top of that broadening April triangle. That's it for me today and a bumper session. Be more tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.